Let's talk some college football. Megan Moriarty from SBNation.com covering college football on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Morgan Mapperalt, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for the time tonight. And I want to start, before we go Alabama-Clemson, I want to ask you about what you just wrote about with the Joe Mixon story and the fact that he went pro today. Where do you come down on Joe Mixon and whether or not he should have been playing in the Sugar Bowl?
Well, like I wrote earlier, I have a problem with how Oklahoma handled that. I think that they had the opportunity. Now, again, this was pre-Ray Rice era, before that whole video came out. But they had the opportunity, Matt, to really take a stand and show that they don't tolerate this type of behavior of any kind. And, I mean, the video didn't come out until last month, but we all knew what was on that video. It was reported by the media. The media saw it, wrote about it in detail. So it was back, and they knew what happened. And, of course, they chose to put in that one-year suspension in 2014. But I did have a problem with it, but it's one of those things where you just, in my mind, I thought Oklahoma wanted to keep this guy on his roster, and that's what they did, and he played on Monday night.
Yeah, I agree, Morgan. It was just I was perplexed, and I was actually pretty angry by the whole situation involving Joe Mixon. And what's interesting, I think, about this story, because it got right to, the tip of it when we heard Brett Musburger wish him well. And I feel like that is a – I feel like that is a diminishing – that is something where, as men, we fail so often because we don't represent the other side of the story enough, where we say, hey, second chances are great, but the woman that he struck, she's not given the same opportunity to have a, quote, second chance like Joe Mixon, right?
I think that's a great point. And it's not only a male-female type narrative. I think we see this with either domestic violence or – violence against women. We see these stories in terms of really talented, prolific athletes. We see it kind of turn into a redemption tour type thing, kind of spinning it as Mixon and some of these other guys overcoming adversity. And I don't understand sending that message. What do you tell your young children that are watching that and seeing this guy play on the field and spin that into he hit a woman in the face, but he's overcoming adversity and, he's doing the best for himself. That's the one thing I don't like. And I think we'll see that with him entering the NFL draft. And he's talented enough to where, NFL teams will look at him. Now, I think with everything that happened with Ray Rice and how the league handles domestic abuse now, I mean, they'll look at that. Obviously, that's going to be a factor. But I really do think that we're going to see this kind of redemption type story, even though he's out of college. I think that will carry over into the NFL now.
Yeah, look, I have a 2-year-old daughter, Morgan, and I don't know what I'll tell her when these stories, and she's old enough to ask me these questions about athletes. And I've said this a lot. I don't believe that athletes are role models. I have no problem with Tariq Hill from the KC Chiefs getting an opportunity. He very well might be the rookie of the year in the NFL. I don't mind Joe Mixon. I don't mind Joe Mixon going to the NFL and making millions of dollars. It doesn't bother me. Bad guys have made money for a very long time in this country. My problem is with us as men and broadcasters and in the media, like you just said, he didn't overcome anything. He put himself into that position by breaking the face of his then girlfriend, and he just happened to be caught on video doing it. I feel like we fail as guys. I know you don't say it's a male-female thing, but I think as men, we try to rationalize this way too often, and I think that's a really bad look for us as guys. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had people in my mentions when I wrote that story on Monday saying how he hit her, or she hit him first, and it was justified and all that. So, I mean, I don't know what type of morals they were given, but I wasn't raised that way. I know my older brother and my father weren't raised that way. So it's just interesting when you see this type of dynamic when it's dealing with a star athlete of a passionate college fan base like Oklahoma. I mean, we see it in the NFL too. some Ravens fans did this with the whole Ray Rice thing. So
yeah.
it's obviously a sports problem, but it's also a societal issue as well.
Yeah, totally agree. Morgan Moriarty from SB Nation joining us here on Game Night. All right, to Alabama Clemson Monday night. Here we go with the national championship, the rematch. It's the first one ever in the FBS college football / BCS era. What do you make of the Steve Sarkisian insertion to the offensive coordinator position in Lane Kiffin going to FAU finally and leaving Alabama?
I do think it's interesting, just in terms of a time standpoint. I mean, I don't think really anyone really saw this coming, especially when you have guys in the past like Tom Herman and Kirby Smart being able to do both jobs and coach Alabama through their national championship game. But on the other side of that, I really don't think it's that big of a factor. Dabo Swinney, I think, said it best a couple days ago when he said, look, Alabama's not going to come out and run the triple option under Steve Sarkisian. It's not, I mean, it's the same play calling, it's the same playbook, pretty much the same game plan. It's just a different guy calling the plays. And the good news for Alabama is, you know, of course, him and Lane Kiffin worked together at USC, and they have some history together. And Kiffin said on his appearance with Paul Feinbaum that, you know, the language is real similar, the terminology. They're not going to change any of that. So I really don't think it will be that much of a factor. But, of course, if Clemson's defense, you know, is able to stop Jalen Hurts and Bo Scarborough, then I think that it'll become kind of a storyline, but I really don't think it's going to be like a game-changing thing for Clemson or Alabama.
Morgan, if you were Nick Saban, would you allow Lane Kiffin on the field if they won the championship to be there to celebrate?
No, I definitely would not. I think Lane Kiffin has said that that's not happening, and that's not all that surprising. I mean, that would be kind of awkward if he was just sitting on the sidelines. Obviously, you can't do any coaching of any kind at that point. But I was definitely not surprised when Saban said, yeah, we're not interested in pursuing that whatsoever. So I don't think that's happening. And if it did, that would just be really awkward and uncomfortable. So it's probably for the best.
Yeah, I would agree. I got about a minute left, Morgan. Who are you taking on Monday night?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. You know, I go back and forth with this because everything is saying that Alabama can do this. They've been proving us wrong all season just by winning and winning in different ways. But I do think this game is going to be really similar to last year in that Clemson is going to come out fighting, and it's going to take a lot to beat Alabama. I haven't picked this game yet, so I guess I have to on air right now. I'm going to go Alabama, but I'm not comfortable with it just because, you know, you look at how hard Clemson fought last year and how close they were. And if Alabama has a turnover or has a miscue on special teams, things like that, it could go bad for the Crimson Tide early. So I'm going to pick Alabama, but a little uncomfortable just because this Clemson team is really, really good.
I would agree, but come on, you got to go with the SEC roots, right? You're a Florida Gator. You got to stick with the conference,
I guess,
right?
I guess I have to, right? Yes.
Morgan, thank you for the time. Good stuff tonight. Let's do it again soon, all right?
Thanks so much.
That's Morgan Moriarty. You can follow her on Twitter, @Morgan_Moriarty on Twitter, covering college football for SBNation.com here on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line.